好了，那么今天给大家讲一部演讲。我父亲是恐怖分子，但是我不是。希望大家喜欢。On November 5th, 1990, a man named El Sarin Nosire walked into a hotel in Manhattan and assassinated Rabbi Meir Kahane, the leader of the Jewish Defense League. Nosire was initially found not guilty of the murder, but while serving time on lesser charges, he and other men began planning attacks on a dozen New York City landmarks, including...tunnels, synagogues, and the United Nations headquarters. Thankfully, those plans were foiled by an FBI informant. Sadly, the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center was not. Nosire would eventually be convicted for his involvement in the plot. El Sarin Nosire is my father. I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.In 1983 to him, an Egyptian engineer and a loving American mother and grade school teacher who together tried their best to create a happy childhood for me. It wasn't until I was 7 years old that our family dynamic started to change. My father exposed to me a side of Islam that few people, including the majority of Muslims, get to see.It's been my experience that when people take the time to interact with one another, it doesn't take long to realize that for the most part, we all want the same things out of life. However, in every religion, in every population, you'll find a small percentage of people who hold so fervently to their beliefs that they feel they must use any means necessary to make others' lives as they do.A few months prior to his arrest, he sat me down and explained that for the past few weekends, he and some friends had been going to a shooting range on Long Island for target practice. He told me I'd be going with him the next morning. We arrived at Caverton shooting range, which unbeknownst to our group was being watched by the FBI. When it was my turn to shoot, my father helped me hold the rifle.To my shoulder and explain how to aim at the target about 30 yards off. That day, the last bullet I shot hit the small orange light that sat on top of the target, and to everyone's surprise, especially mine, the entire target burst into flames. My uncle turned to the other men and in Arabic said, Ibn Abba, like father, like son.They all seemed to get a really big laugh out of the comment, but it wasn't until a few years later that I fully understand that what they thought was so funny. They thought they saw in me the same destruction my father was capable of. Those men would eventually be convicted of placing a van filled with 100,000 pounds of explosives into the sub-level parking lot of the World Trade Center's North Tower, causing an explosion that killed 6 people and injured over 1,000 others. These were the men that I look up to. These were the men I called Amu, which means uncle. By the time I turned 19, I had already moved 20 times in my life, and that instability during my childhood didn't really provide an opportunity to make many friends.Each time I would begin to feel comfortable around someone, it was time to pack up and move to the next town. Being the perpetual new face in class, I was frequently the target of bullies. I kept my identity a secret from my classmates to avoid being targeted. But as it turns out, being the quiet, chubby new kid in class was more than enough ammunition. So for the most part, I spent my time at home reading books and watching TV or playing video games. For those reasons, my social skills were lacking. To say the least, growing up in a bigoted household, I wasn't prepared for the real world. I had been raised to judge people based on arbitrary measurements like a person's race or religion. So what opened my eyes? One of my first experiences that challenged this way of thinking was during the 2000 presidential elections. through a college prep program, I was able to take part in the National Youth Convention in Philadelphia. My particular group's focus was on youth violence, and having been the victim of bullying for most of my life, this was a subject in which I felt particularly passionate. The members of our group came from many different walks of life. One day, toward the end of the convention, I found out that one of the kids I had befriended was Jewish. Now, it had taken several days for this detail to come to light, and I realized that there was no natural animosity between the two of us. I had never had a Jewish friend before, and frankly, I felt a sense of pride in having been able to overcome a barrier that for most of my life I had been led to believe was insurmountable. Another major turning point came when I found a summer job in Busch Gardens, an amusement park. There, I was exposed to people from all sorts of faith and cultures, and that experience proved to be fundamental to the development of my character. Most of my life, I've been taught that homosexuality was a sin, and by extension that all gay people were a negative influence. As chance would have it, I had the opportunity to work with some of the gay performers at a show there, and soon found that many were the kindest, least judgmental people I had ever met. Being bullied with the kid as a kid created a sense of empathy in me toward the suffering of others, and it comes very unnaturally to me to treat people who are kind in any other way than how I would want to be treated. Because of that feeling, I was able to contrast the stereotypes I'd been taught as a child with real-life experience and interaction. I don't know what it's like to be gay, but I'm well acquainted with being judged for something that is beyond my control. Then there was The Daily Show. On a nightly basis, Jon Stewart forced me to be intellectually honest with myself about my own bigotry, and helped me to realize that a person's race, religion, or sexual orientation had nothing to do with the quality of one's character. He was in many ways a father figure to me when I was in desperate need of one. Inspiration can often come from an unexpected place, and that fact that a Jewish comedian had done more to positively influence my worldview than my own extremist father is not lost on me. One day, I had a conversation with my mother about how my worldview was starting to change, and she said something to me that I will hold dear to my ear for as long as I live. She looked at me with the wary eyes of someone who experienced enough dogmatism to last a lifetime, and said, "I'm tired of hating people." In that instant, I realized how much negative energy it takes to hold that hatred inside of you. Zach Embarrahim is now my real name. I changed it when my family decided to end our connection with my father and start a new life. So why would I out myself and potentially put myself in danger? And that's simple. I do it in the hopes that perhaps someone someday who is compelled to use violence may hear my story and realize that there is a better way, that although I have been subjected to this violent, intolerant ideology, that I did not become fanatized. Instead, I chose to use my experience to fight back against terrorism, against the bigotry. I do it for the victims of terrorism and their loved ones, for the terrible pain and loss that terrorism has forced upon their lives. For the victims of terrorism, I will speak out against these senseless acts and condemn my father's action. And with that simple fact, I stand here as a proof that violence isn't inherent in one's religion or race, and the son does not have to follow the ways of his father. I am not my father.
好了，为大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么来给大家讲一下哈。
这是很有意思的，就是说我父亲是恐怖分子，但是呢我后来经过一番这个思想斗争，一番成长深思熟虑以后呢，我选择了和平。在 November 5th 11月5号1990年呢，一个名男人名叫这个哈、厄尔尼诺啊 Nosire， 那么这个人呢，他走进了这个曼哈顿的旅馆，并刺杀了 Rabbi Mar Kahane。啊，这个人是谁呢？他刺杀这个人是叫做犹太这个 Defense League， 就是犹太的防守机构啊，防守联盟的一个领导啊，他杀害了一个这么个人。然后 Nosire 这个人呢，最终是被一开始呢是被宣布为无罪啊 ，not guilty of the murder。然后呢，但是尽管如此呢，他还是啊，他是 serving time on lesser charge， 他是以这个减缓了这个刑罚，在这个服役。尽管是如此呢，就当在他就是在上缓刑的时候呢 ，he and other men began planning attacks on a dozen New York City landmarks。他和其他几个人呢，他决定去这个决定去攻击一些这个。纽约这个城市，纽约城市的一些地标建筑，包括一些隧道啊 ，synagogue 是犹太人集会啊，还有这个美国的这个总部。幸运的是呢，这些计划呢被一个 FBI informant 这个告密线人呢 ，informant 是线人的意思，给揭穿了。尽管如此，遗憾的是1993年。这个 The World Trade Center 是这个世界贸易中心的这个炸弹袭击呢，没有被人阻止。Nosire 最终呢是 convicted for his involvement in the plot， 他最终被定罪了，因为他参与了这项行动。于是呢 Nosire 这个人呢是我爸爸，我出生在比兹堡啊，宾夕法尼亚，在1983年，一个埃及的工程师。还有一个非常有爱的一个美国母亲，还有一个老师，他们一起呢把我啊给我创造了一个非常非常高兴的一个童年。It wasn't until that I was 7 years old that our family dynamic started to change。不过过了一段时间，当我7岁的时候呢，我们家发生了巨变。啊，我爸爸呢给就是让我接触了伊斯兰教的另一方面啊，就伊斯兰是一个伊斯兰世界的另一方面，但少数人包括一些多数的一些这个穆斯林呢 我认识了这么一些人。这是一个经验， When people take the time to interact with one another, it doesn't take long to realize that for the most part we all want the same things out of life。我们就是和他们交往的时候呢，我们都发现呢，我们要都是一个东西，我们都想要享受生活，就是去体验生活。但是呢，在每一个宗教里面，在每一个人口里面，你会有发现很少数的一部分人呢，他们坚定一个信念 ，that they must use any means necessary to make others' lives as they do。他们一定要让别人活得跟他们自己一样。那么在他被逮捕的一个月以前呢，他让我坐下来跟我解释了啊，在过去的几个周末周几周里面呢，他和他的朋友将去这个玩射击啊，在 Long Island 一个射击场啊。他告诉我呢，他下明天早上跟我要这个带我一起去。于是呢我就去了。那么他们这个是当我是轮到我去射击的时候呢，我的爸爸帮助我去握紧这个枪啊，完了呢靠近我的这个肩部，然后跟我解释说怎样去瞄准 at the target about 30 yards off， 怎样去瞄准这个30码以外的这个目标。那一天呢，最后一个子弹我射击的呢打到了一个非常小的橘黄色灯泡上。大家惊讶的是呢，这马上就着火了，这个木苗马上着火。于是呢所有人都开始说 Abu Aba 就是有父必有其子， Huh. Like father, like son. They all seem to get a really big laugh out of that comment.
他们都荒唐，他们就开始这个捧腹大笑。但是过了几年之后，我才明白他们是笑的是不对的啊，笑的非常的可笑。他们以为呢，他们在我的身体里面看到了毁灭，就跟他的父亲一样，看到了破坏。这些人呢，最终。他们这些人肯定啊，最终就是会犯一个，肯定会犯罪，把一些炸药放在一个面包车里面，并去炸毁这个 World Trade Center， causing 他们就是这个东西呢，导致了一个爆炸，杀害了六个人，啊，伤了一千个。These were the men I looked up to。以前呢，这些人都是我敬佩的，以前呢，这些人都是我管的叫 Amu， 也就是说。叔叔，直到我19岁以后呢，我已经差不多搬家20次，在我的人生中，这个不稳定的生活呢 ，didn't really provide any opportunity to make many friends。在我童年里，这种不稳定的生活没有给我机会去创造这个去交朋友。每一次呢，我开始会感觉到非常非常的 ，each time I began to feel comfortable around someone。It was time to pack up and move to the next town. 每次我会感觉和别人在一起呢是非常舒服的一件事情。每次在课堂上都是新面孔，我经常是被欺负的对象。我保证了我的这个，我为了这个压低我的身份，为了不让我的这个同学呢受攻击呢。结果呢，安静 ，chubby new kid in class, a chubby, a chubby chubby.是肥嘟嘟丰满的一个小新男孩，已经是很多这个课堂上的笑料了。所以呢，大部分时间呢，我花时间在家里看书、看电视或者玩游戏。For those reasons， 因为那些原因呢，我的这个社交的技巧是欠缺的。Growing up in a bigoted household， I wasn't prepared for the real world。长在一个顽固执迷不悟的家庭里面呢。我根本就没有准备好去接受世界。I've been raised to judge people based on arbitrary measurements, like person's race or religion. 我被教导着去任意的，就是去评价一个人，基于啊 arbitrary measurements， 就是一种非常随心所欲的测量，什么呢？就像一个人的种族，一个人的宗教。那么是什么打开了我的视野呢？我的第一个印象呢是 The way of thing was during the 2000 presidential election 是2000年的总统选举，在一个大学的这个活动里面，我可以参加一个 National Youth Convention in Philadelphia， 一个国民的年轻人协会在费城。 My particular group's focus was on youth violence。 那么我这个组的集中焦点呢是在年轻犯罪上。Having been the victim of bullying for most of my life， 因为我一直是被欺负。This was a subject in which I feel particularly passionate， 这是一个让我感觉到非常非常有激情的一个项目。The member of a group can come from many different walks of life， 那么这个组里面，那么来的人有很多很多种。有一天呢，Toward the end of the convention, I found out that one of the kids I had befriended was Jewish. 我找到了其中一个人呢，我交朋友的，他就是犹太人。现在呢 ，had taken several days for this detail to come to light. 啊，这可能花好几天呢，这个细节才能这个真相大开。但是，而且我发现了 that there was no natural animosity between the two of us. 没有那个真实的仇恨啊，在我们之间。I never had a Jewish friend. 我从来没有交过犹太朋友。而且说真的，我感觉到了一种骄傲 in having been able to overcome a barrier that for most of my life I had been led to believe was insurmountable. 就是说，我克服了一个障碍，在我的人生中，我一直认为是不可克服的。另一个主要的转折点呢，在我的人生中呢。是我找到了一个夏天的工作，在 Busch Garden， 它是一个娱乐的场所。 我 exposed to people from all sorts of faith and cultures. 于是呢，我可以和很多很多的这种来自于就有不同信仰的人接触。那么这个经历呢，它证实了 to be fundamental to development of my character. 就是它坚定了我的这个职业的一个导向。大部分我的生活呢 ，I've been taught that homosexuality was a sin. 我被教导说同性是个罪。那么延伸说，同性恋呢就是个负面影响。As chance would have it, 那么有机会呢 ，had the opportunity to work with some of the gay performers at a show there. 我可以和这个同性恋的这个表演家去一起工作。然后突然间发现呢。那里很多人都是积极善良的，而且非常非常就是不会随随便判断一个人的这种人。然后呢 ，being bullied as a kid created a sense of empathy in me toward the suffering of others。由于我老被欺负呢，导致了我有一种同情感对那些人。It comes very unnaturally to me to treat people who are kind in any other way than how I would want to be treated. Because of that feeling， 因为那个情感呢。我开始就是 contrast stereotypes that have been taught. 于是呢，我开始就是和我以前的这个旧框，以前生活的这种旧的条条框框进行对比。I don't know what it's like to be gay. 我不知道当同性恋是什么样子的。But I'm well acquainted with being judged for something that's beyond my control. 但是我很熟悉就是 being judged for someone that's beyond my control.就是被一个与我毫无关系的人去评价啊！有一天呢，我和我妈妈谈话，有关我的世界观在改变。她说了一句能让我记一辈子的话，她说：“好，她这个眼睛里面貌似已经充满了这种已经受够了这种教条的生活。”她说啊：“说我不想再恨人了，而且我已经厌倦恨人了。”在那一刻呢，我就 I am tired of hating people。那么在那一刻呢，我就想到，你想恨一个人呢，需要多么大的这个负能量 ？How much negative energy it takes a hold that hatred inside of you? Zach Ibrahim 啊，不是我的真名，我变了他 ，I change it when my family 当我的家人决定去断绝我和我父亲的关系，所以。Why would I allow myself potentially put myself in danger? 为什么我会最终把自己啊让自己陷入困难呢？当然呢，这是很简单的事情。我做这个就是希望，可能哪一天呢，有些人呢，他们被说服去做一些暴力的事情，他们可能听到我的故事，可能会认识到呢，这会有一种更好的方法。That although I have been subjected to this violence, 尽管呢。啊，我被指责，被这个暴力所指责。Intolerant ideology， 这个偏啊，这个不容忍的这种意识形态 ，that did not become fanaticized， 没有变成这个狂信者、狂热者。取而代之呢，我选择了去用我自己的经验去。对抗这个恐怖主义，对抗这个 bigotry 是一个偏见固执。我做这个是为了那些受害者在这个恐怖主义里面，还有他们所爱的人，为了他们所受的这些糟糕的痛苦，还有那个他所缺失的这些恐怖主义，他强迫着他们的生活。为了那些受害，那些那个恐怖分子的那些所杀的那些受害者们，我 speak out against these senseless acts and condemn my father's actions. 我为他们啊做这个拥护，我批评这些毫无感情的、毫无这个知识的这些举动，并且呢谴责我父亲的这个行动。With that simple act， 就用这些非常简单的行动呢。我站在这里证明说暴力不是啊和一个人的宗教种族相干的，而且孩子呢，儿子不一定也非得要跟随自己父亲。 我呢也不是我父亲。好了，我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。